Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
I want to show you how to rule in life. Romans chapter 5 verse 17 says that it is those who receive abundance of grace. And the gift of righteousness. Please underline or note the gift of righteousness. People, believers, who receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, not the practice of righteousness. They are going to rule in life. Some people think that to rule in life means that you rule when practically you are living a righteous life. No. It is when you lambano or receive the gift, righteousness as a gift. Anything you work for is no more a gift. A gift is something that is on end. I want you to know that in Christ Jesus you have the gift of righteousness. But the devil's thing is to take you back to the law. So do you know what he's going to remind you of? He will always tell you that, but practically you are not living a righteous life. Practically you are not living a righteous life, and accuse you every day. The Holy Spirit does the opposite. The Bible says in the book of John chapter 16 that the Holy Spirit convicts us believers of righteousness.
Now what John needs to say, since
so that whereas the devil is focusing on your practical righteousness to accuse you, or to make you inflated with pride in case you think that you are living very well practically. The Holy Spirit's focus is not on that. His focus is on Jesus. He came to glorify what he did on the cross. And so he will always convict you, even in the face of sin. He will convict the believer that, don't you know you are righteous? You are the righteousness of God. You are righteous. You are righteous. Even when you are sinning, or I should say, if you are sinning, he will still tell you are righteous. Let's go to the book of Galatians chapter 3. I want to show you where the Apostle Paul put kingdom righteousness and religious righteousness side by side. And what he said about it. Galatians chapter 3 verse
16.
Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He does not say, and to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to your seed, who is Christ. Okay, So the Bible is mentioning two people in verse 16. He's mentioning Abraham. And he's mentioning Jesus Christ. Look at what he says in verse 17. And this I say that the law, which was 430 years later, that is after Abraham received the promises, cannot. Can we all say cannot? The law cannot. Cannot annul the covenant that was confirmed before by God in Christ, that it should make the promise of no effect. In other words, the Bible is saying that the law or your own efforts, listen carefully, it does not or it cannot negate the promises of God to you if you stand in kingdom faith, which was before the law came. Kingdom righteousness, which was before the law came. So it's wonderful. Look at the beauty of the whole thing. The Bible says that kingdom righteousness came first. And because Abraham just believed the gospel, God made certain promises to him and to his seed and to Jesus. But he says that after he had made the promises, then the law came, or your own efforts at practically trying to live well or focusing on yourself, it came. Paul says that I want to say something to you, that your own efforts cannot negate the promises of God which he gave when you stood in kingdom righteousness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful.
Yes.
Kingdom righteousness is the original righteousness, his righteousness. Whatever type of righteousness, no matter how morally nice it looks, it is filthy rags before God. Kingdom righteousness is powerful. In other words, believing that Jesus Christ took your sins and gave you righteousness and all its derivatives, it is more powerful than how practically you live. Believing right is more powerful than living right.
Jesus Christ,
there are many people who live right. We call them moralists. They don't believe in Jesus, but they never lie. They are kind. In fact, if you look at them, you think that they are believers. That type of righteousness is not as powerful as a person who receives kingdom righteousness by believing and confessing that Jesus died for me, I am the righteousness of God. That one is more powerful than the moralist. Ladies and gentlemen, what God looks at is whether you are focused on kingdom righteousness or on religious righteousness. You can have a zeal for God. You can have a passion for God. But if he does not respect kingdom righteousness, I'm sorry.
Oh.
God doesn't recognize it. Let's go to end it in Isaiah chapter 54. I want us to go through some benefits of kingdom righteousness or the power of kingdom righteousness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm excited already because of Jesus and bringing back
What our
father Abraham lived in.
Abraham,
all of the things I'm going to show you as the power of kingdom righteousness, you should see it in the life of Abraham. And if you are a believer, you have accepted Jesus, you believe that you are the righteousness of God, I want you to be strong in it. I want you to focus on kingdom righteousness. You'll be full of Jesus all the time. You will not think about how well your Christian life is and make you get inflated with pride or get discouraged when you look at how you are not living well. Quickly, some five benefits or power of kingdom righteousness. In Isaiah chapter 54. Ladies and gentlemen, Isaiah chapter 54 comes after Isaiah chapter 53. That's a revelation. Powerful revelation. Let me tell you something. Originally, the Bible was not put in verses and all that. God spoke them. He didn't say chapter 53, and then you speak, and then he says, "Now I've finished chapter 54," and then he's speaking. He speaks just once, okay? We put it into chapters and verses just for steady purposes. So I want you for a moment to forget about chapter 53 and chapter 54. That revelation, put it aside. Chapter 53 talks about Jesus on the cross. The whole of chapter 54, it talks about the results or the benefits of Jesus being on the cross. In other words, 54 talks about the power of kingdom righteousness. It begins, 53 verse 12, it ends with Jesus Christ dying. Okay, 54 begins by saying, "Sing, O barren." Because of what Jesus has done. because of kingdom righteousness. Sing, O barren, you who have not born, break forth into singing and cry aloud, you who have not labored with child. It goes on to say that, for more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married woman, says the Lord. Right down to verse 3, he encourages you, enlarge your tent, because your children are going to become plenty. Look at verse 3 ending. It says that, and your descendants will inherit the nations and make the desolate cities inhabited. Ladies and gentlemen, the first power of kingdom righteousness is that it gives you children.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wonderful. Maybe you are listening to me and your dream is children. Like Abraham, who was barren, who had no child, but when he believed, God gave him children. He gave him physical children. He gave him spiritual children. We are all of faith, the children of Abraham. He is our father. He didn't just give Abraham spiritual children. He gave him a child of promise called Isaac. The first power of kingdom righteousness is that the barren is going to bring forth. God does not bless you with children, my brother, my sister. He doesn't bless you with children based upon how practically nice your Christian life is. Shift your focus from there. Look at Jesus and what he did for you on the cross, and you will see that the blessing of Abraham, even in his old age, it will come upon you. You are going to bring forth to your own child. Yes, you will get people born again and have children like our father Abraham. But God says to tell you that whether you grow old, as long as you believe in kingdom righteousness, you are going to have your own child like father Abraham.
Amen. Now, on phone, that why did you order a beer? My brother, now, I'm sure one of my agents now, I will not today. Bible's mess who was sent there on Yanopa. Now, you were in back or sunny day. Yet, in your missing what Jesus was, why you were at the man. Abraham,
thank you.
Wow.
Is the power of kingdom righteousness. I see you with your own child. I didn't say this year, but I know that as long as you live on this earth, when your focus is on kingdom righteousness, when you seek it, you are going to be blessed like Abraham. And your own words cannot annul that which God has promised in kingdom righteousness.
Now, on ɛrefɛm sɛ siara na menkɛ dɛ ɛndɛ anaa ɔtena anaa afe no awie na ɛbɛnya woba no na ɛte asa ɛte nyame na ɛte ahotoroyɛ no yɛ adwuma na ɛka dɛ nyame yɛ woahotoroyɛ no woara bɛnya woba ɔsiane deɛ ne boahyɛ ɔyɛ no kwa wadwene ɔntom na ɔnsesasa woaka afa ho ɔsiane dɛ abraham wɔ ne kokorayɛm na ɔgye sii no nyame dze nara ne ba man na awo ɔnso na awo na ɔnso ne abraham ɔsiane dɛ yɛ nara yɛsa ase wɔ christ no
prepare enlarge your tent. Get the children things ready. Not because you think you are better. Not because you are comparing yourself to the other sister. Because when you do that, you think that God has been unfair to you. Look at my Christian life. I even do this, I even do that. I do all these sacrifices for God. Why is it that God has not done anything for me? And your sister, who doesn't take his Christian life for anything but believes? He believes in what Jesus did. You see that he begins to sing. He begins to sing because God blesses him like Abraham.
Now, if you had one good day, I will. After Bona in Yama, Aja Eziman Yamino, Obraza, Rabana, Traba Kono, Oye, Ebian Presso, E. Yukambo, on Tan Basso, Nina Mesumka, on Koye, now on one Jesse, and she also said all to him, not in Shra, not in Zama Yame Akano, or Jesu and Abrabo. Now I will send the Eziman Dinibu Bunity, a bone that was in on Bani de Manyame, Nebosan Otse.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Through Jesus.
What Jesus,
we are divorced from the law. To be married to
Jesus
so that we will bring fruit unto God. Because the law, religion castrates fruitfulness.
It's a kingdom
promise.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Let's go on. The second power of kingdom righteousness is from verse 4 to verse 8. Says that do not fear, for you will not be ashamed, neither be disgraced, for you will not be put to shame. For because of Jesus, because of Isaiah 53, because of kingdom righteousness, you will forget the shame of your youth. And will not remember the reproach of your widowhood anymore because your maker is your husband. The Lord of hosts is his name. And your redeemer is the Holy One of
Israel.
Listen, the second power of kingdom righteousness is very wonderful old age.
He says that
during your old age, you will forget the shame of your youth. In other words, you will end like
Abraham.
Everybody was laughing at
Abraham.
All his peers was laughing. All the peers of Sarah, they were castigating Sarah and saying things that maybe it's because of something ancestral, something in the back. I mean, there was this kind of tag on Abraham. But the Bible says that during your old age, you forget the shame of your youth, because I'm going to end you well like Abraham. He says that you forget that you were a widow. Maybe you were a widow listening to me. Your husband is no more. God says, I should tell you that if you stand in what Jesus Christ has done, kingdom righteousness, you are going to have a wonderful old age. You are going to be rich when you are old. You are going to have children when you are old. God, the Lord of hosts, the Lord of the majority, he is going to be your redeemer, the one who buys you in Christ.
Now, if you are watching your dear, I will end with ana dem ma oto Abraham na Sarah dem ko fo se ah Abraham na Sarah ebia ohwan wa ye boni bi ebia wa ko wi azibi wa ye azibi onye oni ti na wa bo honu dia ma wontu na won wo ba na wadam enzame na na wa ye de akam bia oda Abraham na Sarah do ah o sande onwon ze ma wo yan de wo som nyame na wo je ahimani zi na so ondezi ba me pede me catch o de wo okukura ye mu ponu e bo wo ba de ma Abraham na Sarah bo wo ba no wo sika nya no afi po na o baba o sande de nyame obesra wo wo okukura ye na wo panye ama wo ye fri de enya abrente no abre o sande de wo sake ya onye ye o sande afa ha waso ekwani nyo but aye akode no nyame a oye edom tutu nyame no na obejo na waso enyunyam osande obamodo na wato efi wo ho nyare ama wo die firi won kan ehaw na abebrese biara afim na eyi se ebokodo na atna wo nyame na hotu yema wa babo no onye odema oti
hallelujah
enkonim si baba wa fa.
I want to speak to widows. I want to speak to people who struggle to bring forth. You see, in
Christ Jesus,
He labored for you. So that when you are bringing forth, you don't have to labor much. And widows, you want your own child. You do not have to labor much. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are going to enjoy your old age. The doctors are going to say that it's a miracle.
They
will say it's because of Jesus. Let me quickly tell you about the third power of kingdom righteousness. All these are promises made to
Abraham,
which we have the blessings of Abraham in Christ. It's from verse 9 and verse 10. The power is that like Abraham, you will see God's love practically. God says, for this is like the waters of Noah to me. What is like the waters of Noah to God? The death of Jesus.
What Jesus knew
is like the waters of Noah to God. For as I have sworn that the waters of Noah will no longer cover the earth, so have I sworn that I will not be angry with you nor rebuke you. For the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from you. My kindness shall not depart from you, nor shall my covenant of peace remove, says the Lord, who has mercy on you, or who fondles you, as in the Hebrew. Ladies and gentlemen, Abraham saw the love of God in a way that sometimes you read and you don't understand why. Practically, he was called the friend of God. God will commune with Abraham all the time. God says, because of what Jesus Christ has done, I have sworn I will not be angry with you. Number one, I will not rebuke you. Put it together. God will not rebuke you in anger. He will rebuke you in what?
Love.
You experience practically the love of God. The mountains can move, the hills can depart, but he says that because Jesus Christ took away all my anger, he finished it on the cross, my kindness shall not depart from you, and I'm going to fondle you, I'm going to treat you like a love object in my hands, I am going to hold you close, and I'm going to say how I love you, how I love you, how I love you. God is going to pamper you practically because of what Jesus did for us on the cross. Hallelujah.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.